The Adventures of Madame Strange. The story is called The Farm. This is part 4. After Jay and Bianca had gone outside to sit in the gazebo, Cindy and Rodney had started talking. She made a mistake of asking Rodney how he could have been so stupid to get off the turnpike and get lost. Rodney didn't like being called stupid. He'd been called that a lot when he was a kid. Rodney was raised by his grandparents. He hadn't been good at school or book learning, but was smart in other ways. His grades were good, but his grandparents never criticized him. Neither had much education and believed a person ought to acquire practical knowledge that schools didn't teach. They encouraged Rodney to try things. He built and flew model airplanes, tinkered with computers, and collected stamps. He still carried the stamp album in his truck, hoping he would find new stamps in places he stopped, but there were rarely any stamps he hadn't seen before. Maybe I'll just give that album to some kid, he thought, and let them start collecting. Rodney hadn't yet met anyone to give the stamp album to, but he'd only made a few trips. He wanted to impress Cindy. Being a trucker didn't impress her. Rodney couldn't think of anything else that made him special and felt like a failure. But he had something going for him he didn't know about. He was a nice guy, and Cindy didn't know many nice guys. Rodney hadn't hit on her. Many of the guys she worked with had. Guys she met in town, too. Cindy felt like she must be the only girl who got hit on almost every day of her life. The only place she didn't get hit on was the farm. The men who dropped by to deliver stuff or who came to help during the harvest never hit on Cindy. That was because Uncle Jay always warned them. If anyone got out of line with his niece, he threatened to whack them with a 2x4. Uncle Jay made sure they knew it the moment they stepped on the property. They didn't forget. Cindy wasn't looking for someone special. She felt inclined to like Rodney just because he seemed nice. The problem was that Rodney was a long-haul trucker, still wet behind the ears, but in love with trucking. She didn't know what to do. Rodney didn't either. They had reached an impasse. Sydney didn't yet know that Uncle Jay and Bianca had not reached an impasse. They never even got close to one. They were already in bed for the night. Cindy and Rodney were nowhere close to bed, together or alone. Neither knew what to do. They sat in a tense silence, but then erupted at the same moment. "Would you like to see the farm?" Cindy asked in a split second before Rodney spoke. "Would you like to see inside my truck?" Rodney asked. "Great," they both thought. "We still can't agree on anything. This night is going nowhere fast." Neither suspected they wanted it to end in the same place. It would have felt special to spend the night together. Cindy and Rodney were lonely kids with few friends and little time for pleasure or amusement. The weight of life's serious tasks had descended on them, and their days didn't change much. Cindy looked forward to working at the Amazon warehouse and the farm. Rodney looked forward to miles and miles of lonesome roads, driving solo. Neither looked forward to spending any time with someone they liked, cared about, and wanted to get to know better. But there they were, together. It's now or never, Cindy thought. "Well, I'm kind of tired, Rodney. I think I'll turn in. You coming?" "I'll sleep out in my truck." Cindy smiled and shook her head. "No, you won't." "Okay. Where?" Rodney asked. "Upstairs." "Okay. Where?" he repeated. "Do I have to spell it out, Rodney?" "If she calls me stupid again, I'll drive away right now," he thought. She didn't. Cindy kissed him on the cheek. "With me, if you wanna." "What about Uncle Jay?" "Who?" Sydney said. Cindy turned out the lights and led Rodney to the stairs. At the top of the stairway, she noticed her uncle's door was closed and knew where he and Bianca had gone. Cindy smiled. Rodney followed her upstairs willingly. He thought he was experiencing the happiest moment of his young life, but he was wrong. The moments they shared after they went to her room were happier by far. Rodney hoped he could remember every second. Sydney tried to make him forget everything in his life but her. Neither succeeded, but they enjoyed themselves anyway. Around dawn, Rodney sat bolt upright when he heard roosters crowing. He was from a Mississippi town but had never heard them before. Cindy laughed at the surprised look on his face. "City boy," she whispered. Then she kissed him. He didn't want to let her out of bed. "I gotta pee," she said. "I'll come back, I promise." Rodney didn't think he could survive the wait, but he did. "I gotta get ready for work, Rodney. If I'm late, they dock my pay and we can't afford... I'm sorry. I wish I could spend all day with you." "So do I," he replied. "Well, you could stay a while. Uncle Jay always needs day helpers. I'm sure he'd put you to work, Rodney wasn't certain he felt like working. He wanted to stay in bed and dream about Cindy all day. I don't know. He might be mad at me for... Cindy looked at him. For what? You mean this? Us? It's none of his business, she replied. If you say so. Uncle Jay won't care about you and me after spending the night with Bianca. She's still here? I didn't know what happened to her. I thought she was out in her RV. No, Rodney. I think she's two rooms away in my uncle's bed, Cindy said. She wanted to add that they were likely doing it again, but didn't want to give Rodney any ideas. Okay, I'll stay. Dog food keeps, right? Cindy's face lit up. Do you mean it? You just made my day. I'll go write Uncle Jay a note before I leave for work. I'll make coffee for you guys, too. Oh, we have diesel here if you want to fill up. Maybe you can work it off instead of paying for it. You think of everything, don't you? Rodney replied. Not everything, Cindy thought. She didn't want to think about how she would feel when Rodney had to leave. Dog food wouldn't stay fresh forever. He'd probably lose his job if he stayed too long. Cindy decided to spend the rest of the day planning ways to keep him here longer. He decided to spend his days thinking about how to persuade her to leave with him. Both kids were headed toward a new impasse, the most difficult one yet. Back in Jay's bedroom, he and Bianca were just waking up. It's been a few years since I heard roosters, Bianca remarked. Some traveling shows used to carry chickens. We performers ate a lot of eggs. Well, I'm a pretty good egg chef, Jay replied. I'll make you something special. Don't go through any trouble, Jay. It won't be. I'd enjoy it. Besides what? Bianca asked. Well, this is awkward, but I wanted to thank you. For what? Last night, under the stars, in the gazebo. And under the sheets here, Bianca replied, grinning. Jay smiled back at her. Yeah, that too. Jay, I can only stay another night. I know. Can we have another date under the stars? Oh, yes, I'd love that. End of part 4. Please move on to the final part. Thanks for listening. This material is copyrighted, all rights reserved.